Menachos Perek Yod Mishnah Gimel 10:3. We continue to discuss the process of the bringing of the Omer. Before I describe this, let me just make sure that the sort of the time frame is going to be clear here. Basically, we're going to have on the 14th of Nisan, meaning before Seder night, that afternoon before Seder night, there are going to be emissaries from the Beis Din that are going to essentially predetermine which barley will be cut. Then there'll be Seder night on the 15th. Okay, the next morning is Yom Tov, the first day of Pesach. In the afternoon, we're going to see the locals are going to go out to go back to where the barley is to observe the harvesting. They'll wait till nightfall. And then on the 16th of Nisan, meaning the day after Leil HaSeder, the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, that night they will harvest the barley. Overnight they'll process it. And then in the next morning, meaning the morning of the 16th, they will then offer the Omer. Okay, that's the gist of the timeline. Here the mission says inside, Ketzed hayu osen, how did they go about doing it? Shluchei Beis Din Yotzin me'erev Yom Tov. Emissaries of the Sanhedrin would go out on Erev Yom Tov, again on the 14th of Nisan, before Leil HaSeder, okay, that night. So in the afternoon, it's not Yom Tov yet at all. Va'osen oso krichos b'mechubel karka. They would like pre-bundle in small little, like, you know, fist-sized bundles, barley grains, ears of barley still attached to the ground. They'd bind them up, so it'd be quick and easy to harvest it. You know what you're harvesting, and as soon as you harvest it, it's already kind of bundled up, easy to sort of package into the baskets, etc. Kadeshe noach liktzor. The purpose of the Mishnah, so it should be easy, i.e. quick and easy, to do the reaping, the harvesting of that barley. There's a few reasons for this, okay? The first is we don't want to waste people's time. You're going to see in a moment people are standing around watching. This idea of tircha de tzibura, wasting people's time is not right, to cause them unnecessary extra weight, and therefore we don't want to make them have to stand around for this process longer than necessary. Second of all, it's a very busy night. We need to actually do a lot with this barley. We need to essentially convert this barley. We have to, you'll see, we have to roast it and grind it and winnow it and, you know, turn into mincha. So there's a lot of work that has to be done still, so we want to get this going as soon as possible. There's also an issue that we don't want to sort of, so that's that. So says the Mishnah, V'chol ha'ayaros hasmuchen l'sham, all of the villages or villagers who are near the place where they're going to be harvesting the barley, we're talking here within the distance of the tchum, let's call it 2,000 almost, call it a kilometer, almost a mile. From that distance, they're going to walk to come and observe the harvesting of the barley. Kadei shehei niktzar be'esik gadol. The purpose of their being required to come and observe the harvesting of the barley is there should be a big to-do. There should be a lot of fanfare. We want this to be a big crowd and a big observation. Now, the reason why that's happening, and the Mishnah will go on to, you know, make a big deal about just how much of a big, you know, rigmarole they make of this whole process, is there is the, as I said before, the pasuk that talks about the Omer refers to it as being done in Mecharas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. We have a tradition that the Shabbos of that pasuk is referring to Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and therefore the Ketziras HaOmer and the bringing of the Omer is always done on the second day of Pesach, the first day of Chol HaMoed, the 16th of Nisan. Now, the pasuk, however, says Mimacharas HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. Now, the Baisusim and the Tzedukim, various heretical sects that rejected the Torah Shabbal Peh, so they said, no, it's meant to be done like on a Sunday, the day after a Shabbos. So the Sunday after Pesach, but it could be the second or third or fourth day of Chol HaMoed, whenever Sunday happens to fall out. Our calendar now is fixed. There are certain things that can and can't happen, but in the time of the Mishnah, it could be any day of the week. So in order to sort of stick it to them, to make it a public announcement that no, that is the incorrect reading of the verse, and the Shabbos of the Pasuk is referring to Pesach, and the Omer is always done the day after the first day of Pesach, so therefore we're doing it with all this fanfare. Says the Mishnah, Kevan Shechashcha, once it became dark outside, and everyone's assembled ready to cut this barley, Omer Lahem, the one who's doing the Katsira, would say to them, Baha Shemesh, has the sun set, meaning is it now nightfall? He actually means, Baha Shemesh here, it would mean not just the sun setting, but the completion of the Shkia process through Bnei Shemesh, all the way to the three stars coming out, meaning is it nightfall, and therefore the 15th of Nisan is over and the 16th has begun. Omrim Hen, they would say back, yes, indeed. Hain is like the yes of the, yes means yes in the time of the Mishnah. Baha Shemesh, A second time we'd ask them, has in fact the sun set and nightfall, and now we're on the next day? Omrim Hain, and they'd say, yes, it has. Yes, it is. And he would actually ask this as the Mishnah on three times. So three times he asked the question, a little bit of a rhetorical question, but that's that. And then, Magal Zu, shall I use this particular sickle to cut the barley? Omrim Hain, they say yes. Magal Zu, he asks a second time. Omrim Hain, they say yes. Even a third time, as the Mishnah will explain. Then he says, Kupazu, shall I put it into this basket? Omrim Hain, they say yes. Kupazu, you sure this basket? Omrim Hain, they say yes, that basket. B'Shabbos, if it happened to be, this is happening on a Shabbos, that could also happen, at least in the time of the Mishnah. So then, Omer Lahem, he'd all say to them, Shabbos Zu, shall I do the Katsir, you know, Katsir is a malacha, shall I do it right now on Shabbos? Omrim Hain, they would say, yes, go ahead. Shabbos Zu, really, I should cut it on this Shabbos right now? Omrim Hain, they say, yes. Ektsor, okay, shall I now do the actual cutting now? Behem Omrim, Lo Ktsor, they would say to him, yes, cut it. Ektsor, he'd ask a second time, yeah, shall I cut it right now? Behem Omrim, Lo Ktsor, they say, yes, cut it right now. And the truth is, the Mishnah, Shalosh Pam, I'll call Davar V'Davar. Behem Omrim, Lo Hain, Hain, Hain. Three times supposed to ask Eli's questions, and three times they're supposed to answer him, yes. Some learn actually they answer him, yes, 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 three times. So in other words, you're going to have the guy doing the cutting will ask the question three times, and then the Rambam will learn they answer him three times, and others even learn that they answer him three times, each of the three times, a total of nine times. And in fact, it's even more, the point is belabored even more than that, because there are three separate people doing the harvesting, according to the Chachamim, even on Shabbos. Therefore, each of those three guys are going to ask three times, is it sunset? Shall I cut? Shall I use this sickle? And so on. So, essentially, like the Rambam describes it, three guys will each ask three times for a total of nine questions and nine answers for each of these stages. Okay? Now, the Kol Kach Lama, says the Mishnah, what in the world? Why is all this rigmarole happening? There's such a lot of to-do about something we've done by just privately by one guy in the nighttime to get the barley. Says the Mishnah, Mipnei HaBaisusim, because of the Baisusim. In English, Baisusim translated as Baithusians, obviously. I mean, often I should say, not obviously. There isn't that much known historically about the Baisusim. They're always lumped together with the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim, the Sadducees, there's plenty known about them because of Josephus, who emphasizes about the Tzedukim. And the point is they're lumped together. Perhaps these were students or descendants of students of Antigonus Ishtochel, and they misunderstood his teaching about there being no reward for mitzvahs, and they ended up rejecting the Torah Shebaal Peh. So they just followed Torah Shebichsav, like I said before, since the Pasuk says, Usfartim lechem mimacharas ha-Shabbos, count for yourselves after the Shabbos, miyom heveichem es omer ha-tenufa, from the day you bring the waving omer. So the point is, they said it has to be on the Sunday, not on a motzi, not any day of the week that happens to be motzi Pesach. So therefore, we stick it to them. Shahai Omer, because they said ein katzira sa Omer, but motzi Yom Tov. They said it wasn't about being motzi Yom Tov, meaning the day after Pesach, the 16th of Nisan. Rather, it was after motzi Shabbos, the Sunday after Pesach. Halach, of course, doesn't follow the Tzadukim or the Baisusim. We definitely do it on the 16th of Nisan. And in fact, we do it in the way that we described here, basically like the Rambam, Bechora, asking each of the three guys doing the cutting, we'll ask the questions each three times.